On this day, Holy Thursday, the institution of the Holy Eucharist and the institution of the ordained priesthood by our Lord, I can't help but to have strong awareness of my great uncle, Father Glass, ordained in 1943 and faithfully served the Lord and the Church for 62 years before he passed into eternal life. And I know I've shared the story before, the youngest of five boys, one of whom is my grandfather, and Rollin, born in 1916, he was part of the distinguished class of Campbellsport High School, 1933, nine boys, nine girls. They were all headed to the dairy farm except him, being a small Wisconsin village in the Rolling Hills, the Kettle Moraine area of Wisconsin. And Rollin was filled with anxiety when he graduated from high school because he didn't have an awareness of what he was going to do next. Everybody else seemed to know what they were doing, except him. And the summer went on, and with it going on, he just became more and more anxious. And he describes it as just a sudden awareness that he had in August as he was feeling even more anxious. But all of a sudden, one day, there was this clarity of what it was that he was going to be doing. And so he made his way to my great grandfather and grandmother, his parents, and said, "I know what I want to do." To which my great grandmother responded, as he loved to tell the story, "You know, oh, really, what is it that you want to do?" He said, "I want to be a priest." To which my great grandmother, Agatha, said, "You, Rolland, a priest?" And she went through the other boys. Kelly, my grandfather, yes. Chuck, yes. Walter, who was called Shorty, yes. But you, a priest. And then my grandmother, great-grandmother, said to him, "Well, Rolland, if you're going to be a priest, then be a good one." Jesus says as much in the gospel. His words are that I have given you an example. You are to do as I have done to you. Or perhaps amending the gospel truth as spoken by my great-grandmother. If you're going to be a disciple of Christ, then be a good one. So then, do the people around us, the ones with whom we spend the greater part of our lives, do they know that we're disciples of the Lord? The way we treat those around us, and the example of Jesus is with love and humility, the way we treat those around us is the way that we are known to be disciples of Christ. Jesus' example is not for a Sunday morning only, but for every hour of every day of every year. So then, do the people around us, whoever they may be, do they know that we are disciples of Christ by the kind and the considerate approach, by the understanding and welcoming attitude that we have in interacting with them? Do the people around us know that we are disciples of Christ by our constant efforts to be charitable and helpful in thoughts, words, and actions? Do the people that we encounter know that we are disciples of Christ by our sincere, caring, polite, and courteous, and grateful self-expression, words of encouragement, and sensitive correction when needed? Do people see we are Jesus' disciples by how we ask for forgiveness when we have treated them badly? Jesus' example, sincerely followed, it brings forth smiles, not sneers. His followers marvel at it all. They don't mock intentional disciples of Christ. They cannot but offer little help of the sort that so easily goes unnoticed. There's no keeping score when we follow the imitation of Christ. My friends, tonight, Holy Thursday, the beginning of the holiest of days in the year, we hear Jesus say, if you're gonna be my disciple, then be a good one.